SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, people might know it by its prior name, food stamps, provides financial assistance for individuals and families who have low incomes to purchase food. It has been around for decades, and it is one of the most effective programs at reducing hunger, but it also has really important health and well-being impacts. It helps kids' brain development. It can boost their academic performance. And over the long term, it can even have an impact on things like diabetes and heart health.
About 43 million Americans rely on this program to help feed their families. And this seems to be a critical time for the SNAP program, with President Biden's stimulus package being batted around in Congress.
Yeah, I mean, the number of people that have become eligible for SNAP and are now using it has just gone up substantially because of the pandemic and the recession. And this is exactly what SNAP was built for. Generally, people are on it temporarily during times of economic hardship, and it can help keep their families afloat and keep food on the table. You're right that Congress has done some great work to boost SNAP benefits because of the greater needs that families have, but those boosted benefits need to be extended, and that's what we're really hoping happens in the short term.
What about the long term? What needs to happen there?
I think we feel like there needs to be this short-term action, but also some long-term reforms. Put very simply, we think this boost in benefits, which has been about 15%, should continue past the pandemic. Now, the number of people eligible for SNAP will hopefully decrease once the pandemic and recession have subsided. More people will be back in jobs. More people will be able to work. So the number of people that qualify for SNAP will go down. And that's what we generally see. The number of people using it goes up and down based on the overall economy. But for the people that are still eligible after the pandemic and recession, who are still struggling financially, we think they need a boosted benefit too. If you look at how the benefit is calculated, it's based on a system that hasn't been updated in a long time. It doesn't reflect food costs or other household costs in the present day. And it also doesn't account for how those costs vary across the country. So we hope this 15% boost, maybe even a 20% boost, is made permanent.
The research showing how access to nutritious food helps children and their brains develop. Can you go into a little bit about, you know, why it is so integral, you know, for all Americans to have access to healthy food, but particularly for children?
Yeah, I mean, as folks know, childhood is just an incredible time of physical and biological development. Kids' brains are growing. They're making new connections, and that needs to be fueled by nutrients. So it's not just meeting kids' needs for food and curbing their hunger, but it literally allows them to develop in the way that they were meant to develop. And we can see that through programs like SNAP or even school meal programs, kids who have access to them and use them are more ready for school at the beginning of the day. They're able to sustain their attention throughout the day. That it can even affect things like test scores. So this has huge impacts on the ability of kids to be kids and to learn in the ways that they're supposed to.
Outstanding stuff. Anything else you want to add?
I think the main thing is that the SNAP program is about reducing hunger, but it's also about kids' health and well-being. Let's make sure that families have the benefits that they need now, but also once the pandemic is over.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.